And as we finish up our last set with the Grateful Dead, we're moving into the 4 o'clock hour now with Dave Herndon from Santa Fe's New Mexico Magazine. Well, I shouldn't say Santa Fe's magazine. It's really the whole state.
We represent the whole state, Ira. We're based here in Santa Fe.
I love when you feature stuff from Santa Fe, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we often do, and we often catch a little bit of flack from other parts of the state for over-representing Santa Fe. But
really?
Since we're here in Santa Fe, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we are the capital of the state, so, you know, that should count for something.
It does. It counts for something, and it's also where a lot of people come and first get to know New Mexico is in Santa Fe. So.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the new issue, the October 2012 issue. I'm with a friend of mine over the weekend, and she says to me, Ira, you know, when's the Balloon Fiesta? And I said, well, hold on one second here. I can look that up in a matter of moments. And sure enough, there's a big article on the Balloon Fiesta in the October issue, because October is Balloon Month here in Santa Fe. And you've got great tips in the new magazine on how to get to the fiesta, where to stay if you're looking for a hotel, what time to get there. I mean, it's really a pretty nice directory of everything you need to know about this year's Balloon Fiesta.
Right. It's a nice little user's guide. I mean, you can just pitch up at the Balloon Fiesta and have a good time, or you can sort of do the Ira G treatment and go the VIP way.
Yeah. You know, I got to ride in a balloon back in the 80s at the Fiesta. This was back long before there was a park. I mean, it was just out in the middle of this big field off I-25. And, you know, you're stumbling in the dark through the underbrush, and you just don't know what to expect because it's pitch black out there. There were no lights at the time. And all of a sudden, there's this bustling city of 3,000 people getting balloons ready to go up in the air. And I got to go on the Mass Ascension, which you got to get there by the time the balloon are up by 7 in the morning, actually. So, we were up there at the crack of dawn, and just a wonderful time.
Fantastic. Good for you.
Yeah, if you live here and have never been, pick up the new issue of Santa Fe, New Mexico Magazine, and you'll be able to check out everything going on. Now, let's talk about this lady on the cover. I'm so used to seeing these beautiful vistas of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I get the new issue in the mail, and there's a female guitar player on the cover. What can you tell me about her?
This is a very extraordinary person. Her name is Anna Maria Cardinale, and she's a native of Santa Fe, and she was one of the major performers during the 400th anniversary of Santa Fe celebration. Mm-hmm. She represents New Mexico and Santa Fe culture at universities, etc., around the country. But that's just the beginning. I mean, she is an extraordinary person who got her PhD at Notre Dame after getting her master's at St. John's, and then was in her studies of flamenco, took her deeper into theology because of its Arabic roots and Catholic roots, and then her Arabic studies led her into the war in Afghanistan, where she was involved with military intelligence and had some breakthrough observations in the field there. She suffered a head injury in a Jeep accident, and decided to use her musical gifts to promote healing for veterans and their families that are missing them, etc., from the war. So that's one of her projects now. And then she's also busy becoming an opera singer, which she is now doing in Chicago. She performed recently in Rome, and now she's got she's been cast in Chicago. So Anna Maria Cardinale is not your average everyday person. She's only 32 years old. She's had about 5 lifetimes already, and I expect that she'll have about 5 more by the time this interview is over.
And definitely a worthy subject for the cover story of this issue of New Mexico Magazine, the October issue, just hitting newsstands now. One of my favorite articles in the new issue, you talk about mom and pop diners, taking us back to the 50s and some of the places that are still left. Now, I do a lot of trips to Denver back and forth, and Raton's about the halfway point, and I usually stop there for lunch, and I pull off the freeway, and, you know, it's fast food central there, and I usually just look around and go, oh, I don't want to eat anywhere. And now I find out that there's this wonderful sweet shop drive-in in Raton, and the next time I head up there, that's where I'm stopping. I'm going in for a sandwich there.
Papa's Sweet Shop. It's actually a place with a great backstory. All of the diners and drive-ins and dives in this issue have been in business for 40 years or more. They're mostly family-owned and more than one generation at this point. And they're definitely the one kind of places, exactly as you say, you want to know about if you're driving around the state because you want to eat where the locals eat. You want to get that atmosphere and, of course, the good regional, you know, cuisine that they have
there. Yeah, and it's not like Sonic. It's, you know, like you said, 40, 50-year-old recipes that stood the test of time.
And you should stay tuned for the November issue because we'll have a feature on Raton, and you can. There's actually more to it. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just see that fast food row, and that's about all I've seen of Raton.
That's exactly the angle of our stories. If all you've done is use Raton is that rest up, then you're actually missing something. So
definitely.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the new issue?
In the new issue, we have a feature by Taylor Street, who is a trout fishing legend in this state. He's a guide based out of Taos. He's written several books on the topic, and he's writing about the San Juan River, which you know he describes as 40 years ago as having trout the size of bowling balls in them and in there. And now he's going back to the San Juan River and, you know, assessing it after all these years and finding the river's in real good shape. The trout are in real good shape. And he describes it sort of a memoir and a, you know, fond, nostalgic piece about the river, but he finds that it's not just nostalgic because you can actually go there and, you know, have that experience today. He also talks about some of his better, other favorite fishing spots around the state. He goes into detail about what flies you should use in those spots and how you should assess the water levels to know whether it's worth it going out there that day.
Oh, cool.
So it's a nice piece about trout fishing for those that are interested.
Well, I know New Mexico Magazine would not be complete without an article on art. I know the October issue features favorite fall studio tours.
That's right. This is the time of the year to get out there into the small towns around and go see artists, you know, where they live and work and have an opportunity to get to know them a little bit and see the sources of their inspiration. And we hope, you know, maybe even pick up, you know, some art with, you know, without the middleman price.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I see it as a chance to get out and, you know, have a good day trip and see some of these fascinating people, you know, like David Michael Kennedy, the photographer in El Rito. There's Galisteo, Pecos, Dixon, all these towns around here have fascinating studio tours, and we'll tell you where to go and when to go.
Well, the other thing I loved about the new issue, it's more than a day trip, but you do a good feature on Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, one of the only parts of the state I've never been to, and I've been planning on heading down there for the hot springs, and you really cover the town, talk about the fact that it's kind of a burgeoning let's just call it an art enclave.
Right. It's another one of these creative little enclaves, as you said, that, you know, has a good gallery scene. Of course, it's got the hot springs, you know, where you get 110 degree mineral water gushing into your very own bathtub in your room in a perfectly nice hotel that might be themed to a TV show. Like you could choose the I Love Lucy suite,
really?
Or maybe you're more of a Jetsons guy. So it's kind of got an eccentric element there in Truth or Consequences that's, you know, also interesting, you know, a boutique, you know, of Tibetan stuff and some very funky vintage stores, some good restaurants. So I'm dying to get down there for a weekend myself. I just did stick my nose in there and take a little look around recently, and I just really liked what I saw. And then, you know, Spaceport is coming. So TRC could change, you know, over the next few years because Spaceport's in their backyard.
Yep. And for those of you who don't know, they changed their name to reflect the television program that used to be a game show. And they offered a bunch of money, I think, to a town in America that would change their name to the name of the show. And they took up the challenge and did it. And, well, you never know. And they may have to change it again with a Spaceport coming. Well, Dave, always a pleasure to see you. Anything else in the new issue you want to mention?
Well, there's, you know, there's the usual, you know, events on what's happening around the state. And, there's an article about a book by a Santa Fe, gentleman named Stephen Arnold, who's a good, he does, sort of TV, you know, music. He's a composer, mm-hmm. and he's got a fantastic collection of guitars. So I don't know if how many people around town know him, but this would be an interesting window into a great guitar collection.
Oh, yeah. There's some great photos in the new issue, New Mexico Magazine's October issue, including one. It looks like it was taken right outside of La Fonda.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
where
Dave,
it was.
Always a pleasure to see you. Always a pleasure to have you here to talk about the new issue of New Mexico Magazine. The October issue is going to be on newsstands momentarily, if it's not already, probably all around the state. If you haven't seen it yet, it will be there momentarily. So it's been great talking to you again, and we'll chat again next month.
Thank you, Ira.
All righty, Dave.